This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, October 3rd, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host again, filling in for Alex today, Paul Joseph Watson with you for the full 3 hours. We've got David Knight back in studio coming up in the last hour. In the second hour, we're going to go to an interview with Syrian girl who's going to talk about ISIS, the airstrikes, questioning are they actually having an effect on killing ISIS members. It appears that the opposite is the case. ISIS is advancing. We're also going to talk about Gamergate, which is this basically huge open conspiracy within the video games industry where social engineers and feminists have infiltrated video game making companies and the video game media to implant messages of social engineering. It's kind of a topic that's bubbled under the surface a little bit over the past month, but we're going to get into it with Syrian Girl. We've also got a tribute to Stan Monteith coming up at the bottom of the hour, so be sure to stay tuned for that. The latest news surrounding Ebola, of course. The CDC's response goes from concerning to downright alarming. We've got a top story on Infowars.com right now. Ebola patient's family under armed quarantine. This just came out around about 30 minutes ago out of the Associated Press originally. Basically, the family of the Ebola patient in Dallas tried to escape the apartment in which they're being quarantined, obviously because of their exposure, potential exposure to the Ebola virus. So we've got that story up on Infowars.com. Coming up, though, after the break, we're going to play this clip from Anderson Cooper. And this is just, again, astounding. He interviews the partner of the Ebola victim, who's still obviously holed up there in the apartment in Dallas, and she basically tells him, the CDC gave them no advice, no information whatsoever on how to deal with the vomit, diarrhea, sweat-stained Ebola bed sheets of this Ebola victim who had been staying in that apartment, of course, for days after he had contracted the virus. So we've got that clip coming up. Again, absolute incompetence on behalf of the CDC. It goes from bad to worse. There's a CNN story. Frustrated woman quarantined with sheets, towels soiled by Ebola patient. We've got that clip coming up after the break from CNN. You've got to see this. Also, out of Breitbart today, co-workers of US Ebola patient, he knew he had Ebola, he was desperate to survive. Now, a couple of days ago, I made the comment that this guy could have been an Ebola tourist. He could have been coming to the US specifically to get treatment in the knowledge that he wouldn't get such treatment in Africa, of course, where they're completely overwhelmed with the spread of Ebola. Well over 3,000 people dead now as a result of this outbreak. The hospitals cannot take any more patients. We've seen videos of people dying on the street. So now the boss of this Ebola victim who came into Dallas is basically saying, quote, if he were in Liberia, he was going to surely die, saying he was glad that Duncan was in a country with adequate medical resources. So he's basically making the point that, in a, quote, desperate attempt to survive, the Ebola victim, Thomas Eric Duncan, came into Dallas deliberately to get treatment that he knew he wouldn't get back in Liberia. Also, shocking story that I put out last night. Shock image shows unprotected workers cleaning up Ebola vomit in Dallas. Now, this is a shot, an image out of a HD Chopper 8 crew from WFAA. And this shows the workers cleaning up the sidewalk outside the apartment where the Ebola victim stayed, where he vomited on the sidewalk. Now, it's not clear whether they're actually cleaning up the Ebola vomit, but they're in the area, they're cleaning the sidewalk where this patient stumbled and fell before he got into the ambulance and was taken to the Texas Presbyterian Hospital. So, obviously, no protection whatsoever. And we're going to delve more into that, more into CDC incompetence with this Ebola situation after the break. The news is all circulating around this apartment where the family members are currently quarantined. Syrian Girl coming up second hour. David Knight, third hour. We've also got news on the economy, the 5.9% unemployment rate. Well, they're not telling you about that. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Stay tuned, Infowars.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show, big story just posted up on the top left-hand side of the Drudge Report. A patient with Ebola-like symptoms being treated at Howard University Hospital in D.C. So again, of course, yesterday and the day before we had potential cases in Hawaii and Utah. They turned out to be negative, but now they're saying a patient with Ebola-like symptoms is being treated at Howard University Hospital in D.C. A hospital spokesperson confirmed late Friday morning the patient had traveled to Nigeria recently. That person has been admitted to the hospital in stable condition and is being isolated and tested. The medical team is working with the CDC to determine whether the patient has Ebola. So another potential case there. We've seen others turn out to be negative. Hopefully that's the case again. But we've also received reports, calls to other shows, and I saw this story out a couple of days ago, again unconfirmed, but that people in Dallas are receiving phone calls from health authorities, whether that be the CDC or emergency managers, who were living in the immediate area surrounding the apartment where the Ebola victim lived, and they're being told to either stay indoors or are being given advice on how to spot potential symptoms of Ebola and how to protect themselves. So again, that's unconfirmed, but later we'll take calls. Hopefully people from Dallas can call in and tell us if they've had any information on that, if they've received any such calls. I know a couple of days ago there were reports of robocalls coming in from the CDC to residents in Dallas warning them about precautions to take regarding Ebola, so we'll continue to track that. Now, this apartment, which the news seems to be centering around today, where the Ebola victim stayed right before he was taken to hospital after obviously having been sent back home from hospital 2 days prior, having been given antibiotics. Article up on Infowars.com right now from Mikhail Phelan here. Sheriff's officers fearful after being ordered into quarantined Ebola apartment. Five employees with the Dallas County Sheriff's Department entered the quarantined apartment of Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan Wednesday night after being ordered to bring his four family members a court order barring them from leaving their home. The five, who were ordered to enter the residence by Sheriff Lupe Valdez, were joined by a doctor and the head of the Dallas County Health and Human Services Department. The incident was learned after the sheriff's deputies noticed the squad cars used by the five being taken out of service unexpectedly the following morning. And we can get into this further, actually, in a separate article. Here's the quote, actually. This is from Sheriff's Association President Christopher Dyer, who said the sheriff's members were uneasy at best, having been told to enter this potentially Ebola-infected apartment. My concern is for the deputies and their families, said Dyer, and I want to see Dallas County do everything that they can to alleviate their concerns. My anger is really with the feds, Dyer said. Let's move that family. Let's move everybody out of that building. I don't care if it's overkill. Let's do overkill. I don't think sending a few deputies in there is the right course of action. Then if you look at this tweet from Scott Gordon out of NBC5 here, four sheriff's deputies, health director, doctor, went into Ebola victim's apartment without protection last night, Sheriff's Association says. And then I actually have an image here on the desk of three individuals waiting to enter the potentially Ebola-infected apartment, obviously wearing no protection whatsoever. It's not clear whether these are involved with the law enforcement authorities that entered that apartment, but again, it shows you the complete lack of protection that's being taken given the knowledge that this Ebola sufferer was in that apartment for a matter of days. We're going to go to this Anderson Cooper clip now, which is an interview with the partner of the Ebola victim. Just listen to what the CDC told her, or what they didn't tell her, about how to deal with the bed sheets, with the towels that this Ebola victim had used before he was taken to hospital. Let's go to the clip.
So that was the first time they mentioned to you Ebola?
Yes.
When you heard that, what did you think?
I was scary. I was so scary.
When you were caring for him, did you get in contact with any fluids?
Not I know of.
Did the CDC recommend that you clean your apartment?
I told them, I said my daughter brought me some Clorox. And we put Clorox on the mattresses on my bed, and I tie Eric and dirty clothes on in a plastic bag, all sealed up, and that's it. But they said I shouldn't throw anything away until they can get back with me.
So the sheets that Thomas used and the towels that he used, what have you done with those?
They are in a plastic bag.
In your apartment?
Uh-huh.
So you took them off the bed and put them into a plastic bag?
No, only the towel is in a plastic bag, but the rest of the stuff stays the same on the bed. The bed sheets, everything is on the bed.
So the sheets that he used, that he slept on, that's still on the bed?
Yeah.
How are you coping with this?
I'm just hanging in there, depending on God to save our lives.
Depending on God to save your lives.
Yeah. At the time come, let us be free, because people are telling lies.
So you feel like people are not informed about how you actually get Ebola. You actually have to come in contact with the body fluids of somebody who is not only infected, but actually sick with Ebola.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, that's a big killer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And at this point, even if you had Ebola, you're not showing any signs, so you would not be able to infect anybody else. And you want to get that message across.
Yes. Then
leave
me alone, leave my kids alone.
Okay. That was Anderson Cooper last night interviewing the partner of the Ebola victim who stayed there in the Dallas apartment. She's calling for them to leave her kids alone. They actually, it appears this morning, tried to escape from the apartment, and now they're under armed guard. But, of course, the key thing to come out of that clip was the CDC basically gave them no advice whatsoever on how to deal with these diarrhea, sweat, potentially blood, vomit, stained Ebola bed sheets, as well as the towels that were being used by this Ebola victim in the days before he was taken to hospital. And they're letting people into this apartment with no protection whatsoever. If you go back to the document cam, this is an image, and it was in a Daily Mail article, of individuals being let into this apartment, obviously not even wearing face masks, never mind any kind of biosuits, which is interesting because, as we'll get onto shortly, the hazmat teams, which cleaned the apartment last night, and there are conflicting reports on this. CNN reported this morning that they hadn't actually cleaned the apartment yet, but Breitbart is citing another source which says that the hazmat teams went in there last night to clean the apartment. They were wearing full biosuits, and yet here's the image of them being let into the apartment. Other individuals, there's the article out of Breitbart. You scroll down, it says that they're wearing full bio suits. The quote is, all employees entering the apartment unit will be fully dressed in bio suits. And then you switch back to the article last night, which is up on Infowars.com. This is the cleaning crew that arrived at the Dallas apartment yesterday, I believe, to clean the sidewalk where the Ebola victim had spilled out of his apartment before getting into the ambulance to go to the Dallas hospital. An eyewitness told NBC News that the Ebola victim had vomited on the sidewalk. And yet there are these two guys wearing not even face masks, pressure washing the Ebola sick from the sidewalk with no protective suits whatsoever, and obviously potentially putting at risk the other people who live around that apartment, in that apartment block. Absolutely amazing. We've also got a story here again out of Infowars.com by Steve Watson. Dallas paramedic slams health officials, was not informed of Ebola diagnosis, drove contaminated ambulance for 2 days. So this is one of the individuals who picked up the Ebola victim in the ambulance, which again was used for a period of 2 days afterwards. He's saying reports of officials tracking those potentially contaminated are, quote, bull crap. Paramedics who attended to the Ebola-diagnosed patient in Dallas were not contacted by hospital officials, local or state health officials, or the CDC to inform them that they were driving around in an ambulance that could be contaminated with the infectious virus. And again, we have the quotes here. None of them have been contacted. None of the paramedics that were on that shift and went in the ambulance were contacted. I've been off 3 days now. No one contacted me, and I was in and drove that ambulance after it was infected. This was one of the guys who actually drove the ambulance. This is definitely a concern, and exposed workers have not been contacted or tested. I had to call into control in Dallas at 8 p.m. and complain to get evaluated. 3 days after the fact, I had to demand exposure testing, and they are reporting following up with all the people in the ambulance. Bull crap. They haven't even followed up with the 10 firefighters that were on duty Sunday. So what on earth is the CDC doing? They're not even informing the people within the Ebola-infected apartment on how to take proper precautions to clean it. It took them days to send out cleaners to clean the surrounding area of the apartment. They were wearing no protection whatsoever. Finally, according to some reports, the hazmat teams went in there last night. But again, they're letting people into this apartment block with no protection whatsoever. And now it appears that this Ebola victim deliberately travelled to the United States in order to get treatment. Now you see the article out of WFAA with the sheriffs complaining. They entered the quarantined apartment by order. Now they're on leave. They're complaining, basically, that they were put in harm's way with no protection whatsoever. Amazing incompetence on behalf of the CDC. We'll cover it more after the break. We've got Syrian Girl coming up in the second hour to talk about ISIS. We're going to talk about the jobs figures as well, but they're not telling you about that. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in the next segment, we got a tribute to Stan Monteith, of course, who sadly passed away a few days ago, so we got that coming up. Currently focusing on the latest Ebola news, we've got this story again out of Infowars.com. Texas health officials have yet to clean Ebola patients' home despite protocol. Now, this was yesterday afternoon, so we called the CDC yesterday afternoon and said, why hasn't the potentially Ebola-infected apartment been cleaned? The CDC told us, an official told us, that it should have absolutely have been cleaned, and yet, according to reports on CNN this morning, it still hasn't been cleaned. Breitbart is saying that hazmat teams cleaned it last night, so that still remains up in the air. Now, you see the article out of Infowars.com. And yet the CDC, in all its wisdom, is not blocking flights. They refuse to block any flights coming in from West Africa. The screening measures in the airports, they see CDC argues against shutting down air travel from Africa to stop Ebola. They've refused to take that direct action. The screening measures in the airports are completely useless, basically. There's an article out today which argues that Ebola sufferers who take ibuprofen could fool these temperature detectors there in the airports. So, I mean, they've not only dropped the ball, they've put a lot of people at risk. And the question is, who's going to be fired? People within the CDC need to be fired for this. This guy was allowed to walk around for days afterwards. The response from the CDC has been alarming, absolutely alarming. You would think they would take all measures to get this under control, yet, you know, they send two guys with caps, with not even face masks, to pressure wash Ebola vomit off the pavement outside of the apartment. They're letting sheriff's deputies into the apartment, obviously against their will, to take a court order, to hand a court order to the family. The family are now trying to escape the apartment. They've got them under armed guard. And we don't even know if it's been cleaned or not, if it's been sanitized, as, you know, whether the surrounding area has been sanitized. Absolute incompetence on every single level, and somebody needs to be fired. Here we see out of Breitbart, hazmat team arrives to decontaminate Dallas Ebola apartment. Now, unlike the vomit cleaning crew yesterday who pressure washed the sidewalk with no protection whatsoever, this article says all employees entering the apartment will be fully dressed in bio suits. So why wasn't that same advice given to the sheriff's deputies who were forced to enter the Ebola apartment yesterday? Why wasn't it given to the original cleaning crews that cleaned up the sidewalk? They see sheriff's officers fearful after being ordered into quarantined Ebola apartment. They've now been placed on leave. This is not just a failure to communicate. This is completely ridiculous, and people's jobs need to be put on the line for this. I mean, look at that ridiculous image that came out of WFAA yesterday. We have this out of the London Independent, treating it somewhat more seriously. Ebola virus pandemic should be treated the same way as threat posed by nuclear weapons, security officials say. This is out of the Independent. The Ebola virus spreading exponentially across Africa and killing thousands of people will get worse, the government has admitted, amid calls for the full involvement of the international military to contain the disease. The statement from European Leadership Network, signed by five former UK Defence Secretaries, stated that Ebola was clearly outstripping the ability of healthcare systems and workers to respond. So they're calling for an international military response to the crisis, and yet the CDC is letting two guys with a pressure washer handle the Ebola vomit on the sidewalk. It's completely ridiculous. We have this article posted up on prisonplanet.com today. There are only 19 level 4 biocontainment beds in the whole of the United States and 4 in the UK. The UK is well set for an Ebola outbreak. We have 2. Yes, that's right, 2 isolation units, and one is getting redeveloped. So if Ebola hits the UK, they have 1 isolation unit that could properly contain 1 Ebola patient. The United States has 19 level 4 biocontainment beds for 317 million people. So, Lizzie Bennett of the Underground Medic comments, I think we just found out why the government are underplaying the situation. They simply do not have the facilities to cope with even a small outbreak. So it seems that the preparations in the UK and the United States are just as bad as the situation in Africa, where they're completely overwhelmed. It really seems like we're not prepared for this, and it's becoming very alarming, the incompetent response from the CDC. We'll be back after the break with our tribute to Stan Montine. Syrian Girl coming up in the second hour, David Knight third hour. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. FakeTV.com or call 877-532-5388. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones. It's a live Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Quick news update here before we go to the Stan Monteith clip. Toronto Hospital testing patient for possible case of Ebola. Patient at a Toronto hospital is being tested for Ebola as well as other possible illnesses. So we have that. We have the case in DC that we're continuing to monitor. But now we're going to go to an interview with Stan Monteith, who sadly passed away a few days ago. He was a big inspiration for me back way back in 2001. Same obviously for Alex Jones. And here is Stan Monteith in his most recent interview before he passed away, talking to Alex Jones back in June 2014. Here's the interview.
Dr. Stan Monteith of RadioLiberty.com has been fighting tyranny for over 40 years. 35 years he was an orthopedic surgeon in Santa Cruz. He led a delegation of physicians for the House Delegates of California Medical Association for 10 years. He's reached millions of people. He's a best-selling author. He wrote AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, and documented that it was basically a bioweapon pointed at minorities. This is a guy that's broadcast 6 hours a day on 4 different radio shows he would do to over 100 affiliates for decades. And when we talk about the icons like Ron Paul and so many others that have come before us, the Red Beckmans, the G. Edward Griffins, the Anthony Suttons, there have been so many. Dr. Stan Monteith is owed just an incredible debt. And that's why people tell me how great I am all day or what a wonderful job I've done. Again, he isn't here for credit. He doesn't want credit. He didn't want to talk about his illness. But I want everybody to pray for Dr. Stan, but also just be thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith, because so much of what we know today is because of him. And he has a book and film archive that he's offered for us to go into and copy. We haven't had the time or energy. We were out here interviewing him a few years ago. He had the flu and would go and lay down because we'd flown out there for about 30 minutes, go be sick in the bathroom, come out, do 30-minute interview, come back and do it again. That's the dedication of a doctor, a medical doctor, like Ron Paul, like Dr. Larry McDonald. So many of the great super patriots have been medical doctors, and we just are so thankful for Dr. Stan Monteith. And I know today before he came on, he said, I don't want to talk about me. He told the folks this morning, I don't want to talk about my illness. I want to come on and talk about what's happening in Iraq and what's happening here and about the big picture. But I talked to him before the break. I said, people care about you, and we need to talk about it and discuss it. So, Dr. Stan Monteith, thank you so much for coming on with us, my friend. And we just are really thankful for all you've done. How many years have you been fighting the New World Order? I know it's over 40, isn't it?
Started in 1962, so it's been 52 years.
52, okay. I was going off an old bio, so 52. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, because, and then tell folks about what you're going through right now.
Well, basically, I'm retired orthopedic surgeon. I do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and what a privilege it is to get the information out. Now, as far as my illness is concerned, I have a T-cell lymphoma, which, of course, I had no idea until suddenly the lymph nodes came up all over. But fortunately, why we have here in Santa Cruz some excellent conventional doctors tied into Stanford, and they started me on chemotherapy, and all the lymph nodes are gone. Now, I also certainly am taking the finest alternative medicine, and we have several friends I've known for many years. One of them, Dr. Russell Blaylock, I think he's the finest alternative medical specialist in the country, and he's outlined a program for me of alternative treatment. And I'm guardedly optimistic about it, what's going to happen. All we can do is wait and see and pray. It's really in God's hands. But we do covet the prayers of your listeners, Alex, and hope that people, if God wants me here for another 3 or 4 or 5 years, why, then we'll be here. I really sort of want to see what's happening, because we are entering a very, very difficult time, and I'm really very, very concerned about what's going on over there in the Middle East. And let me just comment that basically what we're seeing in the Middle East today with this war in Iraq is exactly what we saw during the Second World War. What am I talking about? Well, basically, we are funding the Shia Muslims in Iraq. We are funding the Sunni Muslims in Iraq. We're funding both sides. And it really doesn't make sense unless you understand World War II, and this is one of my recent studies. And the most frightening thing is the realization that we funded the Nazis all during World War II.
Just like Anthony Sutton, the congressional hearings confirmed what McCarthy has said, the Soviets were funded all along by the robber barons, even during the Vietnam War. That's all declassified now. Our own government put Mao Zedong in to kill 80-plus million of his own people. It's the globalists above the nations playing them off against each other.
Absolutely. We funded both sides during the Vietnam War. But more than that, I mean, we funded the Nazis during the Second World War. And basically, the information is there. The books have been written by responsible people. Anthony Sutton wrote about this, and at the time it just didn't make any sense. But now there's a fellow named John Loftus who's written a book called America's Nazi Secrets. And John has have a security clearance three levels above top secret.
That's right. He's at the highest levels of the Justice Department and in national security with the FBI. We've had him on the show, and he's confirmed that it wasn't just a rat line, that the Nazis were fully in a double deal with the West. Well, you know about the McCormick-Dickstein Committee.
Sure.
They tried to overthrow the U.S. in the mid-30s, but Smedley Butler blew the whistle on them. We almost went under not even a Nazi regime, but under a eugenics regime funded by the globalists. But then the globalists double-crossed the Nazis themselves. That's why Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine twice as Man of the Year, as a great guy.
Well, you know, one of the most incredible stories is of the escape of Adolf Hitler. Now, I would say that there's not one person in a thousand in America who believes that Adolf Hitler didn't die in the bunker there in Berlin. I mean, we've been told that for years. And yet, of course, I've actually talked to at least three men who've been to South America who talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler till he died in 1965. Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape to South America. He and Eva lived there comfortably, for a number of years, for almost 20 years after the war ended. And the fact that they've been able to conceal that information from the American people is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over almost every means of dissemination of information in the United States, except for alternative media, which is what you do so well. Well, I mean, this is the most amazing story. We have actually several books written by people who have looked into this, and one was written, I'm sure you know Dr. Jerome Kirsten, and he's certainly a very reliable Harvard-trained person, writes for WorldNet Daily, and he's written a book on Hitler's escape. There's another one called The Gray Wolf, another one written by a fellow named Shark, who writes The Shark Hunters, and basically Adolf Hitler escaped. Now, if that is true, then it means that almost everything we have been told by the media through the years is a lie, and as you and I both know, it is a lie. And until we get the American people to understand we've been lied to, and we are being lied to, nothing's going to change. But if we're going to turn this thing around, we're going to have to get people informed, and then they're going to have to get involved. And one of the biggest problems is, Alex, is that the average individual, well, he may vote or he may not vote, and he's going to tell other people, but people have to start getting involved in the local political system, in their communities. We're going to have to take America back from the bottom up, because there's control from the top down. And basically, the other side's working every day. Our people don't even want to spend one night a week involved. I mean, I would say to every one of your listeners, you've got to get started today, putting in at least one day a week in the political process locally, supporting the local politicians who are honest, get rid of the local politicians who are bad, contribute your money, help get the information out, start talking to people, and get them involved in the political process, and simply change our entire local structure. We need to change our boards of supervisors, our city councils, our school boards. And we need to start taking America back, and if we don't do it, we're going to lose by default.
Well, undoubtedly, if it wasn't for you and so many others that came before you in the last 52 years that you've been fighting, they would have already gotten their program through. But in their globalist own words, they admit they're trying to create an artificial, synthetic reality for us,
right,
encapsulated, where everything's basically like Times Square, with their disinformation overthrowing reality so they can sell us on all the unnatural things they want to do. They want to play God. And when you find out that all the major things we've been told are a lie, and then you look at how anti-human the controllers are, you come to the realization that they are occultists. And I know in your book, bestseller, Brotherhood of Darkness, that WorldNet Daily and others helped put out, that you break this down, all these different cults, all these different groups, Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, you name it, they're all really satellites of the same fellow traveler system. Doctor, can you speak to the Brotherhood of Darkness and what their goal is?
Well, basically, you know, how do you make any sense out of what's going on? People will always tell you the enemy is communism. No, we finance communism since its inception. The enemy is fascism and the Nazis. And basically, this you understand what's going on? How do you understand the series of wars we had, the First World War, the Second World War, and the coming Third World War? Well, you can only understand this when you understand that there is another force there. The people on the right think that the left control them. What's going on? The people on the left think that the people on the right control it, and they're both wrong. There is this other group, and I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they are made up basically of people of great wealth who are deeply involved in the occult, and they actually rely on supernatural occurrences. They actually have supernatural power. These people have wealth beyond comprehension for the average individual. What is so difficult for most people to believe is that there really is a supernatural component to life. I mean, we live, we are born, and just go through life, and we die. But of course, there is certainly much more to life than simply that. There really is a God. There really are supernatural forces, and once you have a personal relationship with our Lord, or you'll see Him interfering and interjecting Him into your life almost on a daily basis. It's almost impossible to believe, but I'm sure that you and other people who are Christians see that influence of God.
No, I've experienced so much providence, and then I feel ashamed that I'm given this many chances and this much providence. I mean, is that what it feels like for you?
Amen to that. But God is guiding us, and there's a small number of us who are out there on the front lines of this battle, being protected and getting the word out. And I'm just hoping and praying that more and more people will turn to God and get involved in this. We're not going to be able to defeat all these wicked people on our own, but with God's help, we can. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is really a spiritual battle. And we need God's help, and God will help us if we ask for it, but unfortunately, America as a nation has rejected God. We are a post-Christian nation, and I really fear that God is going to bring His judgment on this nation. I think that's the biggest thing that we have to look forward to now. In fact, there's one thing that Thomas Jefferson said I will never forget. It. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten? That liberty is the gift of God. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever.
I can see that the hammer's dropping. I mean, do you concur with that? Do you feel it in your spirit? And where do you see everything going?
I think that we are in real trouble. I think America has turned against God, and I believe God is going to bring His judgment. Unless, as I mentioned earlier, we have a massive revival. I don't see it coming, but my job, your job, this small group of people in alternative radio are having an impact. And I will tell you, the other side is worried. In fact, I saw this notation the other day. There was an article in one of the magazines criticizing these crazy people as a conspiracy. But it said that almost 23% of the population really believes there is a conspiracy. Well, I think that's pretty good. And I think we're making progress, Alex. All we can do is keep pushing, but also pointing this is not simply an ideological battle, it's a spiritual battle, and try to get people to begin looking to our Lord for salvation and basically for strength, because that's where our strength is going to come from. And if we're going to turn this thing around, it's going to be with God's help, not simply on our own effort.
I'm showing images of the Al-Qaeda troops that have taken over, the ISIS forces, and they are just showing the mass graves, the mass executions. There's even gruesome video of it. I don't know if we're going to show that, but I mean, this is just wholesale evil. Every Christian they find is killed. Every policeman they find is killed. This is who our government put in and is now funding the destruction of the very same moderates that were put in compared to these people. This is unspeakable evil that's being committed right now, and it just shows the plan they have for us here as well.
They're funding both sides. That's what most people must understand. We are funding the Shias, we're funding the Sunnis, and we should pull out of there completely, and we should demand immediately. In fact, I said yesterday for the first time, actually contacted my congressman and both my senators and said, pull out immediately. And I would suggest that we ask your listeners, should they send an email immediately to their congressman and both senators saying, pull out. If there was enough of a support across America, we could bring pressure on Obama and he would begin to back out.
Sure. Here's my issue, and I want to have you back up soon to talk about it. I was against going there both times because it was a setup.
Right.
And I know you were as well. The problem is Saudi Arabia and NATO are behind this ISIS takeover. You've got highways for 20 miles full of the al-Qaeda forces. They could highway of death them and destroy them. But Obama acts like he's just fumbling around doing nothing. Don't we have a responsibility if we toppled the government to not let al-Qaeda take over?
I think that this is a civil war. You just pull everything out, get out of there completely, and let them solve it on their own. It's going to be a bloodbath no matter what happens. But we should not be back there.
No. I agree with you, but that was, back in 1990. Don't let them, do this or let them have a civil war. Now, what I'm saying is the globalists are the ones. This is the same al-Qaeda group they had attacking Syria. Now they've gone into Iraq. Dr. Stan Monteith, we're all praying for you, brother. Get better. I want to have you back up soon. Godspeed at Radio Liberty. We all owe you a debt. And say hi to your wife and family for you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Alex. Bye-bye.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeCig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquid, e-cig refills, car chargers and starter kit. Kick some ash with LeCig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeCig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that get your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Thank you.
Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Alex will be back for the Sunday edition, but just before the break you heard his interview from back in June with Dr. Stan Monteith, who of course sadly passed away just a few days ago now. We're actually giving out the address to Stan's wife. Of course, you know, he was a complete icon of the Liberty Movement going back decades and decades. And people can write their support to Mrs. Monteith. The address is Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, California, 957B. So you can write your support. 7-3. So that's Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, California, 957-3. That's 957-3. Write your support for Mrs. Monteith, and of course all our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Now, just touching again on Ebola briefly before the break, Drudge has his top story, patient being tested for Ebola at DC's Howard University Hospital. We've got another case in DC. And again, you know, I was called a conspiracy theorist for weeks and months. We were all called that, we were all labelled that, demonised just for questioning whether this would be a genuine threat, for questioning whether the CDC was prepared to handle it. And whereas, you know, Alex will rant and rave, expressing his anger at the CDC, at the feds for their failure to deal with this, my approach is a bit more measured. But still, I'm absolutely flabbergasted at this response, this completely botched response, bringing shame upon the country, because they're not responding much better than the African authorities, who are obviously overwhelmed by this. They don't have the adequate medical provisions to deal with it. And yet America apparently is not doing much better because of the CDC's complete incompetence at not handling this case, letting people into the Ebola-infected apartment, letting cleaning crews clean up the Ebola sick with no protection whatsoever, and a failure to communicate between the hospital, which supposedly allowed this Ebola victim to wander around Dallas for 4 days, potentially infecting hundreds of other people, and yet they refuse. They refuse to block the flights directly into Washington Dulles, and now we've got a potential Ebola victim in Washington, unconfirmed. But if this starts to spread, I mean, people are going to have to be fired. That's the only solution. And we're going to have a complete re-evaluation of how we handle this, because the biocontainment facilities, for a start, if we get many more of these patients, just aren't in existence to deal with this. As you saw out of the article we covered earlier, Underground Medic, there are only 19 level 4 biocontainment beds in the whole of the United States to deal with a population of 317 million. So they were caught with their pants down, but they've made the situation even worse in the interim by failing to take the proper precautions. This apartment wasn't even cleaned until last night. The people who went in there to clean it were wearing full biohazmat suits. That protection wasn't offered to the sheriff's deputies who also entered the apartment last night, who are now complaining about the fact they've been placed on leave, potentially exposed to Ebola. We've got some breaking news here just coming to my ear. We've got Silver Bullet back in stock. A lot of people have been waiting for this. And in this crazy world, you need to protect your immune system. It's the number one priority. Just this moment, back in stock. Silver Bullet concentrates a powerful 30 parts per million, triple the strength of other colloidal silver products, most of which are complete garbage. This is free of GMO gluten additives, unlike many of the other products on the market. And you need to get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Protect your immune system. Just back in stock. Colloidal Silver Bullet. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back after the break talking to Syrian girls. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt
solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.